We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, thoughtful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Russia donates $7 million to Libya. In cultural news, Monaco's National Day is celebrated today. In animal welfare news, San Jose, Costa Rica residents speak up for our co-inhabitants. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 19th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, His Excellency Dr. Petr Nečas, born in Ureské Hradiště, the Czech Republic, in 1964. Prime Minister Nečas began serving in office in 2010. His Excellency is the leader of the Civic Democratic Party, whose goals include long-term prosperity of the Czech Republic. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Petr Nečas, for your dedication to your nation. We respectfully wish you a blessed and very happy birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news. Storms wreak havoc in southern U.S. At least 25 tornadoes sweeping across southern states on Tuesday and Wednesday, November 16th, claimed 6 lives in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, as twisters also struck Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Especially hard hit was a rural area south of Lexington, North Carolina, where a toddler and her grandmother died, as houses were lifted from their foundations, with many structures destroyed or damaged, and injuries that required hospitalization for several people. Further south, mobile homes collapsed and roofs were torn from buildings in Mississippi, while thousands also lost power to the storms. Many who sought emergency shelter inside closets or beneath heavy furniture in their homes reported that the tornado devastation they witnessed when they emerged made them thankful just to be alive. Crews began working to restore power, while Red Cross personnel is helping to assess damage. Meteorologists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Storm Prediction Center stated that fatalities from tornadoes this year are 100 times higher than in recent decades, making 2011 already the deadliest since record-keeping began in 1950.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested our nearby members in the most affected areas to please check with local governments and see if any help is needed, asking that they also go, if possible, to comfort the tornado-stricken. She added that funds for urgent necessities are available.
We are grateful for the help of the Red Cross and all other personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted concern, our sympathies for the lives lost, as we pray that such disasters subside through our greater benevolence toward all fellow inhabitants as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng trời đông lạnh gió. Chúng sạc sơ lông cành tả tơi tiềm. Muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bộ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đòi lang thang. Sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ, ngày nắng đêm tiêu tụy võ ta thương xót nhiều nay vùng núi đá lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô. Sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mồ. Tìm đâu ra có ngọn suối cam lộ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở khiếu trần gian. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 431. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Indian state turns arms into agricultural tools. In an initiative launched in the small town of Muzaffarpur, some 80 kilometers from the Bihar state capital, Patna, local metalworkers are being commissioned to transform some 60,000 illegal weapons into agricultural farming tools such as hoes, spades, and hedge clippers. According to Abhanand, Bihar's Director General of Police, who started the program, these tools will assist thousands of less advantaged farmers while conveying a message of security for all residents. He stated,
The farming tools made from life-threatening arms will now produce food grains, which will feed the hungry. Our hats off to Director General Abhanand, other officials, and all participating in these creative measures of peace. May your actions be emulated by governments throughout India and other lands for global dignity and harmony to prevail.
New Loving Hut brightens Thai Hospital. The nation's capital, Bangkok, recently welcomed a new Loving Hut at the Sirirach Hospital. Situated on the west bank of the Chao Phraya River, opposite the Thammasat University's Thaprachan campus and the Temple of the Emerald Buddha, Sirirach Hospital is the oldest and one of the busiest medical centers in Thailand. It is also where His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej is being treated.
รู้สึกดีใจมากที่ได้มีร้านอาหารดีๆอย่างนี้ในประเทศไทยอร่อยด้วยวัตถุดิบก็ดี
As part of Loving Hut International, the world's largest family of vegan restaurants, this eatery has also been inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of a peaceful, abundant world in which exquisite yet affordable plant-based meals are easily accessible. The Loving Hut Sirirach Hospital locale has already been attracting many customers for its deliciously wholesome vegan Thai cuisine, with favorites such as fried rice, Thai herbs,Pad Thai and Tom Yum noodle soup.
คัดสรรแล้วก็มีคุณค่าทำให้รู้สึกว่าความรักที่สดใสแล้วก็เป็นการรักสิ่งมีชีวิตทั้งหมดอะค่ะทั้งคนทั้งสัตว์ลดการเบียดเบียนซึ่งกันและกันก็จะคิดว่าจะทานอย่างเงี้ยไปเรื่อยๆค่ะ
ถ้ามองในทางโลกก็คือเป็นการดีต่อสุขภาพของตัวเราเพราะในเนื้อสัตว์ก็จะมีสารพิษตอนที่เวลาเขาจะถูกฆ่าเพื่อจะมาเป็นอาหารให้กับเราร่างกายเขาก็จะหลั่งสารที่มีพิษออกมาเราก็จะรับสารนั้นไปด้วยคนรู้สึกว่าไม่ว่าจะเป็นมนุษย์หรือสัตว์นะคะหลังจากที่เริ่มมาทานอาหารมังแล้วเนี่ยเขาจะมีเป็นมิตรกับเรามากขึ้นโดยที่เราไม่ต้องทำอะไรกับเขาเลยแค่ยิ้มอย่างเดียว
บีเวกโกกรีนทูเซฟเดอะแพลเน็ต
Go green to save the planet.
Hooray, Loving Hut Sirirach Hospital, on your successful opening, as we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast support. With the availability of more and more such cruelty-free fare, may we soon herald a vegan world in which all thrive in health and harmony.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet. Lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes,Prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air.Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.New Zealander teen saves 6 from riptide. At the popular Hot Water Beach in Coromandel, New Zealand, local resident and 17-year-old Bo Hamilton spotted a woman struggling as she was trying to swim, but was being carried by the tide away from the shore. Trained as a junior lifeguard by his father, Bo ran to help the woman, a visitor from the U.S., with 5 others he also assisted after they were caught in the riptide while trying to rescue her. 3 locals came to their aid as they neared the shore, and Bo's father arrived soon after with team members of the Hot Water Beach Surf Lifesaving Club, which itself has been successful in preventing any drownings for the past 8 years. Although Bo said he does not wish to be recognized as a hero, Hot Water Beach Surf Lifesaving Club chairman Gary Hines stated,
But what Bo did, you're talking about a 17-year-old who managed to calm down six people and bring them ashore. Now that was a great effort. Our big salute, Mr. Bo Hamilton, for your caring and courageous efforts, wishing the rescued swimmers many celebrations of life in the company of loved ones, as we pray that all beachgoers are graced with safety as they enjoy the sun and sea.
Save Our Planet, the Fiji Times reports on November 11, 2011, that three coastal villages on the Fijian island of Kantavu are being threatened by rising sea levels, with government officials advising that all new structures be built on higher ground.
Save Our Planet. Nearly 1,000 turtles and 170 dugongs in Australia perished as of November 14, 2011, after extreme rain and floodwaters caused silt plumes to spread to the ocean, covering beds of seagrass, which are the marine animals' primary source of food.
The porcupine, and I love my delicious vegan diet. Today I have an eco tip. To help encourage earth-friendly practices for your workplace, try asking your local green organizations to come share specific information on how to become more sustainable. You can check online for groups in your area. Every bit helps. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In world news, Russia donates $7 million to Libya. The contribution will be used for humanitarian relief, agricultural aid, and healthcare programs. It will be directed through international organizations working within the nation. Our sincere appreciation, Russia, for your generosity. May Libyan brethren soon greet a peaceful and bright future with Allah's blessings.
In cultural news, Monaco's National Day commemorated on St. Rainier's Day in honour of His Serene Highness Prince Rainier III. The 31st member of the House of Grimaldi to lead Monaco is celebrated today. Among the festivities on this special day are a Thanksgiving Mass, an evening at the opera, and treats for children and the elderly. In Western Europe, adjacent to the Mediterranean Sea, Monaco has had a long-standing commitment to preserving the environment. Measures taken include protecting the oceans and forests and use of alternative energy. Monaco is also a popular tourist destination and encourages eco-friendly public transportation with the free use of electrically assisted bicycles. His Serene Highness Prince Albert II, the current Chief of State, further promotes Monaco's dedication to Earth by his advocacy to halt climate change and safeguard biodiversity and water resources. May the Earth-conscious citizens of Monaco have a splendid National Day. Coming up on Noteworthy News, citizens of San Jose, Costa Rica gather to call for the humane treatment of animal friends. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. Please stay tuned for more cooling news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, peace-filled news for a harmonious world. In animal welfare news, San Jose, Costa Rica residents speak up for our co-inhabitants. More than 4,000 people, along with their beautiful canine companions, took part in an animal rights parade in downtown San Jose. Participants held banners and signs to raise awareness about the importance of caring treatment for our innocent friends and to help collect signatures for Law 7451 on animal welfare in the country. Our association members attended, encouraging the adoption of the vegan diet to show love for our fellow beings. Other groups included Animals of Assisi, a no-kill animal shelter which promotes dog and cat adoptions and animal rescue.
Bueno, mi nombre es Isabela Durán. Yo trabajo con animales de Asís y este día decidí traer a San Francisco de Asís porque es una figura importantísima, es un ejemplo para todos nosotros de caridad, misericordia y no solo con los animales sino también con los seres humanos. Sé vegano, sé ecológico para salvar el planeta.
Yo soy vegetariana desde que me metí en el asunto de la crueldad animal. Me di cuenta de las cosas tan terribles que pasan en el mundo entero con los animales y la forma en que son tratados. Gracias a Dios y nos sentimos muy contentos y no nos hace falta consumir ningún alimento que tenga carne. Rescate Animales recomienda ser vegano, ser ecológico para poder así salvar a nuestro planeta.
Y estamos aquí para apoyar esta obra que se está haciendo para que se evite el maltrato de los animales.
Estamos aquí para defender a todos nuestros animales domésticos y no domésticos también contra el maltrato. Aquí estamos alzando la voz por los que no la tienen.
An additional event of the day was a gathering at Central Park for collecting signatures for the Universal Declaration on Animal Welfare created by the World Society for the Protection of Animals, WSPA. At the location, our association members had a display to show the public how animals are being mistreated and to explain why a cruelty-free lifestyle is vital. Among the other activities was a play by popular actor Mr. César Melendez with his team of Teatro La Pole. Our heartfelt gratitude to all those participating in this important event. May peaceful vegan choices be made by all for a benevolent and gentle world.
Sé vegano, sé ecológico para salvar el planeta.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Balinese entitled Good Boss.
Pegawai, bos, napi dados tiang alain geginan tiange, ngemalunin malih duang jam rainane mangkin. Soman tiange ngajakin tiang mebelanja, bos, mudah ni kita tako nang cai kuming, sup semua tu, tiang uning ira tu dados andalang di tiang.
And now for a viewer's hotline.
Having been inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai, I began the campaign about being veg in 2007, starting from my own immediate family, friends and neighbors. Soon the message spread all over the country and the discussion about becoming a veg became the talk of the day among folks. The whole issue took another dimension when we started sensitizing our primary and secondary school students about the adverse effects of our inhumane treatment towards some of the animals we are supposed to love. Thank God a good number of officials in the education sector are veg today and are helping to spread the message all over the country. We are grateful to some of the doctors who had joined in spreading this gospel of love. We love your message, Supreme Master Ching Hai, and we will continue to hold on to it and to spread it across Africa. Supreme Master Ching Hai, you are a woman of virtue, a heroine of our time. We love you and you will forever be remembered in our world. Generations to come will not forget your impartial love and kindness towards all living creatures. May heaven shower you with blessings and may your days be long. Dr. O. Emmanuel, Director of the Verge Go Green Campaign in Nigeria.
Greetings, Dr. Emmanuel. How wonderful to receive your lovely message. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Esteemed Dr. Emmanuel, thank you so much for your deeply encouraging note. I thank you with all my heart for your dedicated efforts to share the earth-saving vegan message with your precious fellow citizens. May you and the pure-minded people of Nigeria be abundantly blessed with peace, joy, and plenitude. My love is always with the beautiful people of your nation. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Utwalta News.
May boundless love and light shine upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Representatives from the Kazakh National Space Agency and the United Arab Emirates Institute of Science and Technology signed an agreement to partner in space exploration for peaceful purposes.
TEDx Baghdad, an event fostering the mission of the U.S.-based organization that encourages innovative ideas, is held for the first time in Iraq, with speakers including acclaimed Arabic singer and UNICEF ambassador Kadim Al-Sahir, prominent architect Manhal Al-Hababi, and visionary eco-activist Azam Al-Wash.
Sri Lanka's Daily News reports that Australia is donating $3 million for the construction of water facilities in over 250 schools throughout remote areas to benefit more than 65,000 children with increased access to education.
In efforts to prevent people from perishing in the cold winter, the UK's Department of Health is partnering with the Met Office and charitable organization Age UK to provide advance warnings of cold spells to the elderly so that they can prepare and stay warm.
Speaking in the Libyan capital, Tripoli, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton highlights the importance of ensuring that women are granted equal opportunities to participate in the country's new democratic process.
In Utah, USA, passing by neighbor Mr. David Maugen and his son Derek helped rescue Mr. Charles Tiberius, his wife Anna Marie, and their five children, saving them from drowning after their car lost control and plunged into an icy lake.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.